What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Disney News Weekly. Tonight, we're talking about The Sword and the Stone, the new Solo trailer, and the upcoming Pixar short, Bao. Hold on to your butts.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Disney Movie News. I mean Disney News Weekly. Sorry, the voice on the thing.
I know, it still says. What's up, guys? This is Disney News Weekly. I'm Sarah Sterling. This is the Popcorn Talk. We're here to talk to you guys about everything and anything Disney, especially this week. A lot of interesting news.
We all wore Disney today.
We all wore Disney.
We're rocking it.
Bam!
I really love that.
The jacket?
Well, the jacket and the Herc, jersey.
This is from Box Lunch. This is from American Dance Party.
They're sending me one, too. It's a Mickey Mouse one.
Anyway, Popcorn Talk on Twitter is The Popcorn Talk, and on YouTube, it's Popcorn Talk Network. That's where you can watch all the old episodes of Disney News Weekly. All five of them, or whatever. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
It's been a while.
It has been. Well, no, I saw you a little.
I know we lived together, but.
But you haven't seen me.
Hi, guys.
I've missed you.
It's been like 3 weeks.
No, 3 weeks. That's right. You weren't even here. I wasn't here, and then you were.
I know. It's been a long time.
Someone in the chat says, I didn't know Black Widow was hosting the show.
Oh, that's you.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah, you.
Because you're blonde now. You're old. You're not canon anymore.
Oh, my God.
Sarah's Black Widow.
I didn't know it was.
Which one's the real widow?
I'm a Skrull.
Who is it?
I stand by that.
Mm-hmm.
Stand by it. Own it. I saw two bus stops today, and on every they were next to each other, and on every section of the bus stop on every side was each of the posters.
I bought my tickets for Infinity War today.
We have to see it in Japan.
We're going to see it in Japan. We're going in Japan.
Well, we're going to see it in Japan.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
It comes out the day before we leave.
When do you guys go to Japan?
I leave next Tuesday.
He won't be here
and
next
then how
week.
And how gone are you? How long are you gone?
Leo's gone for longer because he's leaving first, but then I'm gone for like 10 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gone for 10 days.
So we won't see Leo for 2 weeks?
I'm gone for 10 days including travel. You're gone for like 15 days including travel.
Here on Sarah and Leo News, we're figuring out their schedule.
Anyway,
you sure about that?
You were gone the 17th to the 29th. I'm gone the 21st to the 29th.
That's 12 days.
Anyway.
Well, now you know. If you're going to be in Tokyo.
If you're in Japan, say what's up. Yeah, for real. And I just got back from Boston. My brain doesn't even know where it is anymore. So, and for those of you who came out and said what's up to me at PAX East, thanks for doing that. Super good to see you and meet a lot of you that live on the East Coast that I don't normally get to see. So that was really rad. Thanks for doing that.
While Leo was in Boston, we got a new trailer for Solo.
Solo.
Let's watch it just to make sure we're all on the same page. What? Like we weren't going to watch it anyway.
Yeah.
Even if we'd all seen it, which we all have.
I actually haven't seen this.
Oh.
Enjoy it.
I like the space cowboy music.
You're after something.
What is it?
What is he after?
I don't know. Is it revenge?
Oh.
Every time I see that scene, I'm like, oh, little snap buttons exist in outer space.
Well, that's because if there's not gravity, then your gun will
poker chips exist in our space. Fur coats.
Or is it something else?
What voice is
film?
What kind of...
You look good.
It's Khaleesi's voice.
Khaleesi, the mother of all Wookiees.
She looks good. I'm like, dang, Khaleesi.
Big shot gangster putting together crew.
I like how they kept it simple.
I'm a driver. Is that Paul?
I'm a flyer. What's a flyer?
A flyer.
I waited a long time for a shot like
Isn't
this.
Isn't it a pilot? Isn't
mm-hmm.
that
does it correct? Sound like he's trying to do a Harrison Ford
yeah,
impression?
Yeah, a little bit it does.
I don't know if I like it.
I like
it.
You know.
Oh, that's cool.
You got a line on a ship?
Yeah, I know a guy. He's the best smuggler around.
I heard a story about you. I was wondering if it's true.
Everything you've heard about me. It's true.
Hello. Yes!
That's,
get it,
that's the best line I've ever heard.
So let's go to meet
Swag, swag,
so
swag, swag, swag. New droid.
If you come with us, you're in this life for good.
Until you meet Luke Skywalker.
Then
you have a new friend group.
He's technically still in that life.
Yeah, but then he gets like a medal and he's not a scoundrel anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's literally the plot of the beginning of Return of the Jedi. Because he's still a scoundrel. He still gets taken by Jabba the Hutt.
It's true.
I got a really good feeling about this.
Dylan, that makes the Woody Harrelson on air.
I like this music in the back.
Yeah.
Since when do you know how to fly?
That's hilarious. I like that line.
190 years old?
Canon.
You look great.
Push it.
Is that a Wookiee you?
I don't know how that... I mean, I'm... That, Solar Revolutions...
monkeys live for a long time, right? They're like wizards.
The droids just keep getting smarter and smarter the older and older the movies get. Like...
Right, like it's way more advanced than R2.
Yeah, like K2SO
is
super smart.
Right.
And he's more advanced than C-3PO, and now this... bully droid. I don't know what this droid is.
Well, C-3PO was built by a child.
Yeah, but he's just as smart as the other protocol droids you see running around the Star Destroyers.
But he was...
He's actually smarter than them.
I know, but he was still built by a child. Yeah. That's why the other ones were, like, better.
No, but then the ones built by the Empire aren't even as smart as C-3PO. So they built the better droids up front, and then later on, they're not even as good. Disappointed.
Maybe they got scared that the robots would take over, so they had to start making them dumber.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And then you have droids like Gonk. They just walk around. They look like trash
cans. Who the heck is Gonk?
You don't know the Gonk droids?
Gonk is basically Wally.
Is it like Push the trash can?
It kind of. They look like trash cans with like feet and they just go Gonk. Gonk.
Cute. That's me. Mood.
Yeah.
Mood.
Yeah. Gonk. Mood. You're the Gonk droid?
Gonk.
Gonk, baby. Gonk.
I said Gonk.
You said Conk.
No, I said Gonk.
Debatable. I said,
well, you guys figure this out.
Gulp, it was scrub back and see what I said.
I'm worried about this movie.
Oh my god, I think that trailer is super
looks
fun.
Good. I think it looks fun.
Keaton isn't excited.
I was pretty worried too, but then I saw this trailer.
It looks fun. Like, I don't care. Well, I don't care. It's just going to be fun.
I hope it's fun. I really do. I hope it's not going to be like this, like they only put the fun parts in the trailer type of thing.
Space. Space.
Well, I like that they kept it simple.
But even when you watch the interviews of like the actors and stuff, it seems like they don't like it. Like
nobody likes this movie.
Yeah. And so Disney just like they're not giving me much hope for it.
We shall see.
When does that one come out? That's what, May 25th. When does Infinity War come out?
April
27th. April 27th. So a month apart.
Okay. Well...
So they're, like, not worried about losing too much money because they got Infinity
War.
They're like, even if it isn't a box office success, like, we can blame it on ourselves because we are going to beat ourselves in the box office a month.
And then Ralph.
Oh, Wreck-It Ralph is in June? So many great movies coming out this summer.
What is its date? No, it's November. My bad.
There are moments in that trailer where his Harrison Ford is not too thick and it's like really good. Like he's like, "What do you know?" You know, and it's like,
yeah.
But then there are parts where I'm like, "Are you just trying to do a Harrison Ford impression?"
That's what it feels like.
I don't care.
Yeah, it's just a little inconsistent.
Well, you know, right? They brought in an acting coach for him to work on.
Incredibles
is super common in movies. Acting coaches are always on sets. I think for him in particular, it was important because they really wanted him to get the smaller bits of the Harrison Ford.
I just really wish this was either a Lando or a Chewie movie. I wish this was like a Lando movie, and they had a random cameo of like Harrison Ford, but they like did the, you know, digital remastering on his face.
You know how long it takes them to do that stuff?
I'm just saying, do you know how long it took him to do this freaking movie?
Not that long.
They did it freaking for an entire character in Rogue One. Uh-huh. So that's not a good excuse,
what?
Leo.
What character?
Tarkin.
Tarkin.
Oh yeah, but he was all CGI.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do somebody
CGI. I thought you meant like, then that doesn't look good.
Huh?
It doesn't look good for a full movie.
I think Tarkin looked fine, and that's why I said
they
do a quick little cameo thing like they did with Princess Leia at the end.
Yeah, but
everyone complained
about those things. If the movie was about one of them, it would be a tragedy on the internet.
No, like, but don't make the movie about them. Just have them be in it. Like,
she wants a Lando movie.
This is what I'm saying.
Han scenes where he's CGI.
I know you guys aren't letting me explain anything. You want what they did with Tony Stark, but to do that, it takes so long for them to do, and it's so expensive for them to do because they literally do it frame by frame. And I know because one of my friends was the guy who worked on that scene, and he said it was literal torture to reconstruct young Robert Downey Jr. So if you do the CGI route, then you deal with 50% of the internet being super pissed off.
This is the real reason they didn't do it is because not enough casual people care about Lando.
Boom.
Everybody knows who Han Solo is.
Because it's like, who's Lando? Oh, the black guy.
Yeah.
Is this PG-13 or PG? Do we know what the rating is on this movie yet?
It's Star Wars. What are they? Are they?
They're usually PG, but PG-13.
13, right? Yeah, because they shoot people.
But there's no blood.
No, of course. No. Carbon scoring instantly.
Classic stuff.
Creates scar tissue.
That's why I remember my friend before I saw Star Wars for the first time,
I was like,
I don't know about watching Star Wars. Is there blood? He's like, there's no blood in Star Wars ever.
Did he want blood?
Like, No, I was scared to watch it because I thought there was blood because I knew there's lightsabers.
Disney Film Facts says PG-13.
Oh, yeah, no, it cauterizes the wounds instantly.
He's usually able to find no things before I can even look them up. Okay, anyway, enough of this nonsense. On to better things.
Yeah.
Debatably, like the live-action Sword in the Stone movie.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, now we're talking.
That's funny. Fun.
Right, Sarah, before, yeah, right.
Right before we got here, we were like, wow, we like know nothing about. Like,
no. You don't throw me under the bus. You said that you know nothing about Sword in the Stone.
I just like am completely unfamiliar with the animated
movie.
I
said I couldn't do an impression of Merlin's voice.
And then we watched a clip of Merlin and I was like, wow, I don't know anything.
There's a squirrel in it.
That's the only part I know.
I had a crush on that girl squirrel.
Oh, you did? I had a crush on Simba, so I completely get being into animals.
Nala was my bae.
I was like, yo, Simba.
So what's new about this movie is, oh my God, it's so funny. This article that I linked to, it says, Disney Film Facts is reporting. Disney Film Facts is reporting that production on the film is moving forward in Belfast, Ireland, with the start date of September 24th, 2018.
Wait, so do we have a cast? Anybody has announced? What's going on?
That's a good question.
So far, they've only cast the sword.
Played by a sword.
It's played by Narsil, actually, from Lord of the Rings.
There's no casting news or who will play the roles of Merlin.
Okay, fan casting.
Oh, this is fun.
Who do you cast as Merlin? Let's start there.
Ian McKellen.
Okay, he already has played the role of Merlin.
He's the best spry old guy. He's the best spry old guy.
You know, I think...
Today we're going to turn into a squirrel.
I would not mind... what's his face? Xavier. Why am I blanking on his
Patrick
name?
Patrick Stewart.
All right,
let's take out X-Men wizards.
Okay, let me think.
Bill Nighy.
Bill Nighy would be... Nah, he's...
No, he was Davy Jones. I don't...
Yeah, but like with a million CGI.
Pull the sword from the stone.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
I'd be down.
Oh,
yeah, honestly.
I guess he's old enough now.
And put him in that that makeup from...
Series of Unfortunate Events.
Yeah, exactly.
What about Steve Carell?
Steve Carell, nah.
I'd put him
as the dad.
I think you could do it.
As one of the dads.
Or Dwight. Who plays Dwight Schrute?
Oh,
Rainn Wilson.
Rainn Wilson would be a funny...
Okay,
he's in the new movie, The Meg. Mort? The shark movie, The Meg, is coming out. He's in that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
I would like to see that kid from Wrinkle in Time play Wart.
The youngest one?
No, the
Oh,
cute.
Yeah, he would
the
be
little
a
boy.
Good, he would
the
be
teen.
A good
no, not the teen.
He's a yeah. teen.
Yeah, the teen from Wrinkle in Time.
Like
he looks exactly
know,
like that.
He's so pretty.
Yes!
I know, no, I
he's
know.
He's literally King Arthur. He better be good looking.
No, but I think he needs to kind of be a little bit more, like,
dorky.
Nah.
That kid's pretty. That kid's scrawny.
No, but this is a coming-of-age story.
Yeah,
we
about
need
a scrawny,
see...
good-looking kid.
No.
That kid can play soft. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I don't know, Merlin. I can't do anything because I'm skinny. That's the kind of... He could play that.
Poor guy. I don't know.
I could do a Wart impression, but not a Merlin impression. Who's the voice of Archimedes? Alan Tudyk. I'll just call it right now.
Law.
Keep it consistent.
I'm just curious as to what, because the King Arthur story, Sword in the Stone, has been done so many times, like beyond the Disney version.
Yeah.
It's been done
so much.
We just
got one from
much.
Guy Ritchie, who's
we
working
did.
On Aladdin.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm very curious as to what they're going to do.
Oh,
if
guys.
Kind of completely revamp
why didn't
it.
Why didn't we think of this? Jude Law. Clearly, he's the best wizard old man ever.
No, oh, he plays Dumbledore.
For Merlin.
He cannot.
Johnny Depp.
Let's
just do it.
Put him in there.
No.
No.
I do think Jim Carrey is a good
choice. Oh, Madam Mim.
Helena Bonham Carter.
What?
Oh, my God. And Johnny
Depp. Oh, my God.
Well, if you got Gary Oldman as Merlin and you had
Gary Oldman would be a great
no,
Merlin.
Get Helena abusers Ball. Out of Disney movies.
Gary Oldman's an abuser now too?
Yes, he hit his wife with a phone.
I thought you were going to say
was
a
it on
fork.
Purpose?
Yes.
Okay. Cuz I've dropped phones on people.
No, like he beat her with a phone.
Oh, what?
Anyway,
they just gave this man an Oscar. I'm
yeah,
upset.
I know. It was terrible.
I'm upset.
God, nobody's pure anymore.
Oh, Noah Schnapp.
What?
Who's Noah Schnapp?
Will from Stranger Things.
Oh,
oh yes. No! I want Dustin! Okay. I want
no.
Dustin!
Yeah, but Noah Schnapp is the best actor of all of them.
He would be good.
Oh, he's so cute.
Yeah, he'd be good. He'd be good. Wart. But he's a little, I don't know, is he too young?
I like want Millie Bobby Brown to play Wart.
I think he should be, I think he needs to be a little bit older than that.
But that kid's like older than he, that, they yeah. make him look younger in Stranger
they
Things.
They do. Mm-hmm. He's okay. like 14.
Yeah, he's like older.
Okay. What if Daniel Radcliffe played Merlin? And it's like he's a grown up old
Meryl Streep as Madeline.
It would make me so
Meryl Streep's too old, I feel.
It's just like, is Helena Bonham Carter.
It needs to be Helena Bonham Carter. She like just has like a capital on all that, like a monopoly, I should say, on all of that those crazy old lady characters.
Yeah, or they cast oh my gosh, what is her name from Ghostbusters?
Melissa McCarthy.
Anybody from Ghostbusters, really.
Yes. Who? What's her name? God. What's
Kate
her
McKinnon.
Name? Kate McKinnon. Yeah.
Kate
yeah
McKinnon, she's amazing.
Dude, put her as Matt. Please, put her in everything. Good Lord. Kate McKinnon.
Because she plays such good old women on SNL. Yeah. She's like, meh. Yeah, but she plays like the little old angry Russian lady.
My God, I love
that thing that she does. You know what I'm talking about? She's like, wow.
Oh, when she plays, like, when they do the round tables of, like, the old actor stories. So she's like, funny. Well, in my day.
Ooh, Tom Holland is Wart.
Too old.
What? He's a scrawny kid.
They're not going to go. He's too busy with Marvel Spider-Man stuff. They're not going to let him go do other things. And honestly, yes, he's too old. I agree with Sarah.
All right.
I think they're going to pull some unknown. It's going to be great.
Yeah, for sure. By the way, follow the guy who's going to be playing Aladdin. Literally, the dude has no Instagram followers.
Mina Masood.
Follow him. Yeah, he's got 39,000 Instagram followers.
Yeah.
And he's the new Aladdin. That's a crime. Or are we just, like, too meta? Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Like, we're just too
I'm the new Keaton, and I only have like 2,000, so.
You're the new Keaton, but I'm the old Keaton.
I'm the new Keaton. Well, she was blonde, and then Sarah wanted to be blonde, so we switched.
Here's some stuff I'm really excited about. They gave Entertainment Weekly an exclusive on the Pixar short that's going to play before Incredibles 2, and it looks super cute. It is called Bao.
Bao.
And it is about a... I'm like... pausing before I say
looks like a
mom.
Kitten.
A Chinese Canadian woman suffering from empty nest syndrome who gets a second shot at motherhood when one of her handmade dumplings comes to life.
You were gonna eat that.
Oh, that's a handmade dumpling. It looks like a kitten. I got it.
These are the sketches of the dumpling.
Oh my goodness.
Very simple design.
It's being
look at that merchandise.
It's going to be the first female short director at Pixar.
Oh, well. Has everybody else been too tall?
Cry. I'm like, I made my chair. I made my chair low, and now
like,
I can't make
like
it tall again.
Falling over?
It's fun.
I don't want to mispronounce her name. I think it's Domi Shi.
Domi Shi, yeah.
She was inspired by her upbringing as the only child in a family of Chinese immigrants. Hmm. So obviously it's like inspired by her mom and her leaving her mom.
I feel like that with my parents.
Yeah.
I'm the only child of Cuban immigrants and like my parents are definitely, like I don't see them as much as I wish I could. I'm going to cry already.
And your parents are so cool.
Here's what's really cute.
Hang out with them more.
The word bao actually means two things in Chinese. Hmm. One, steamed bun. Two, a treasure.
Oh,
very
Bao.
Cute. So I'm excited about this just because like we're getting a ton of representation. First of all, female director who is also not white, and then characters that are not white. Awesome.
And a bow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So take a bow.
So.
Cool.
I think it's gonna.
We
be
don't know
bow.
Anything else. It's it's interesting that we have. Well, I guess they're already working on it, but like we have that full rendered shot, but we know nothing about.
It's honestly got to be done.
Yeah, it's pretty much, or almost done.
Yeah. So, I'm excited. Love Pixar shorts.
Here we go. Here's another one you're going to love.
What?
Bao.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
All right, let's talk about the purple wall.
Is this what they did
to
the wall?
Yeah, I didn't know about this one.
Okay, guys. Do we know about the purple wall? If you watch my YouTube channel, you definitely do. The purple wall is the wall that started it all. That should be its Instagram like profile description. If it's not,
the first wall ever
the wall
built.
That started it all.
The purple wall. At the purple wall. The wall that started it all.
The wall that started it all. Anyway, so the Disney wall trend, like I would say, and I think most people would agree, started with the purple wall, which is at Disney World's Magic Kingdom at the entrance of Tomorrowland. And then recently, they did this to it and added this like geometric pattern on like most of the wall.
They're just trying to step on our Instagrams.
What have you done?
Which is bizarre because Disney just made all this Purple Wall merch.
Did they really?
Yeah, they have Purple Wall hat, Purple Wall magic band.
Really?
Yeah.
Sounds like they're trying to get, they're like, there's just a miscommunication.
I love how Disney, like, their fans, like, create these things such as Disney bounding and the wall thing.
What is wrong?
I'm fixing my chair.
This stuff. And then Disney, like, kind of takes it as their own, and it's like...
I mean, it is their own.
I know it's, like, I know it's their own.
Fans are literally using their wall.
I know. But, like, it's give a little credit to your fans.
But what are you
going to
do?
But
what are they going to do?
I don't know.
They are giving credit by like, making merchandise.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. The problem is... Fans are capitalizing off Disney, and then Disney's right. Like, oh, well.
Well, like, cool, then. If you like it, then here's stuff about it. The problem is, as soon as... The problem is it's like as soon as like the company that you're you're creating headcanon, right? You're creating all this sort of community side tangent stuff that exists through the main company, of course. But when they take it over, it just feels like it's like when your parents start saying lit. You're like, well, now I can never say lit again.
Yeah, when my mom and dad joined Facebook.
Done. Delete. I threw my phone away. I threw it in the trash. Don't want social media anymore.
My mom just started using Instagram.
Out. Time to move on. Yeah. Vero, add me. Leo, come on.
Well, now, here's what's dramatic is another account has popped up called the Galactic Purple Wall.
What? Oh, no. Someone was like, now's my chance.
And then the Purple Wall account was like, we will still be posting photos from this area. Like, we are the original Purple Wall. Oh, it's like, wall drama.
Wall war.
Wall drama.
Wall war.
Hey, you know, you just got to open up a little bit. Take down your walls.
Anyway, so this happened. Who knows if it's permanent because, as you can see, half the wall is still regular purple. I don't know if they will expand
what's
the design.
Going on? It's kind of, it feels, I wonder why.
They only half committed to the galactic wall.
Look, I don't think it looks bad. I just want to know why did you only 50% the galactic wall? You know?
I like how somebody like went to Disney World and was like taking like photographic evidence of the wall. Like,
it was, I've been getting updates about the wall. Like, first half was painted white and everyone was like, what is happening?
Oh,
and then these lines showed up, just like gray lines, and then they got filled in. So I've been following the process of the wall.
Well, I guess there's only now the only true wall left is the blue wall. Blue wall is true wall. That should be its Instagram thing.
There's a lot of other walls, Leo.
The blue wall is the next big one.
The blue wall is the next big one.
Sarah.
Good job on that.
Your reactions are so wonderful.
Nice face, Sarah.
What?
How would I feel if they did something like this to the blue wall? I don't know, man. The blue wall is not long for this world. I've been saying that for a while because it's literally on a building that is unused. Marvel's coming to that area very soon.
They try to block you out. They've been trying to keep people away from the blue wall for so long now.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with another wall.
You guys know that Sarah came up with the blue wall, right?
I did. I run the blue wall account.
That's out. Yeah, her account. She made it up. It's all her thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a secret.
I'm just putting it out there because, you know, remember.
So that's why there's so many pictures of Leo.
That's why. No, actually, there's like none.
I know there's not.
That's why. That's what you're talking about. So when Disney makes a shirt, they want to put like. @Sarah_
Sarah
on the shirt.
Yeah, just put my @ on the shirt for the blue wall.
Thank you, Disney, for doing that.
Or just like right on the little sleeve, like thanks @Sarah.
I'm gonna start some accounts, the awnings of Disney.
Like you're stealing our friend's idea. When we were in Disney World, they started @DisneyShingles.
I didn't say shingles. I said awnings.
Don't the cats have an Instagram too?
Shingles don't mingles. Okay, I am talking about awnings.
No, Marvelland is not confirmed for Hollywoodland, but they insinuated that there will be a second phase on where they're going to go, you know? Where are they
going to
go?
They're going to wait for Star Wars stuff to open, and then people will start going over there, and then Pixar will open.
Nikki B is asking a good question, because sometimes, again, we are a little bit too meta. She's asking, can someone explain the walls? The walls are just walls that exist in the Disney theme parks around the world that are well-lit and make good background photos for social media imagery. So the purple wall is just a solid purple wall where the sun hits it nicely and you get good lighting, like this picture that you see on the screen here, which now is the galactic wall. The blue wall is one in Disney's California Adventure that in the late afternoon, the lighting is so perfectly even you couldn't get studio lighting to make you look any better. And then there's the bubblegum wall and there's et cetera, et cetera. There's a bunch of different walls that are just famous for being walls that people post and then tag Disney parks on
Instagram. I did a
Instagram.
Video about walls a couple days ago.
If you want to know all about walls, go to Sarah's YouTube channel and watch a video about walls. Sarah made a video about walls, you guys.
It's a small world after wall. It's to all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome.
Sarah, like when Pixar Pier opens, are you going to like search for the new wall?
I literally already own Andy's room wall on Instagram.
My gosh, she's so ahead of the game.
I'm ready. I should stop telling people that.
Why?
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
Walt Disney.
Do you own a Walt Disney?
Walt Disney World.
I'm having the realization. Wow. Yes. So I'm in here thinking, like, you know, doing your show, and I'm just having the realization. I just spent like the last 10 minutes listening to these people talk about a wall.
That's what we're saying. Like, what? That's what I'm saying.
What like, you all right
loved it.
It's like when people try to, when people ask me to explain the Disney fandom, it's impossible to do in a single sitting because it's such an expansive, like, intranet of information and meta and references and just like infinite things that you could talk about down to the damn walls.
There's
you
layers.
Know?
There's layers.
It's too many layers.
From the windows to the walls.
Till that's an inappropriate song for Disney.
To the Pixar balls.
Anyway. Goodbye, Purple Wall. Hello, Galactic Purple Wall.
I like the Galactic Purple Wall. It Still looks very Instagrammable.
I think it's out of this world.
Oh, there we go.
No, what else is out of this world?
Yo.
Pizza Planet.
I love pizza.
Coming soon to Disneyland.
Pizza Planet.
Where?
Wait, are they changing Pizza Port to
Pizza
Planet? Yeah, I was just saying.
Honestly, welcome to...
I always thought that was Pizza Planet, not
yeah.
Pizza
Everyone
Port.
Literally already calls it pizza. Yeah. It's not going to look like that. This is a screenshot from Toy Story. But there is a rocket next to Pizza Port. Anyway.
I kind of already thought that's what they were doing.
Yeah.
But I guess now they're okay with sort of integrating Pixar and Disney.
Well, Pixar Fest is coming to Disneyland.
Yeah.
April through September. So this is going to be called the Alien Pizza Planet. Alien Pizza Planet. Sorry. I was reading.
That's what it's going to be called?
The Alien Pizza Planet.
But there's a claw.
Yeah, they got to have the claw.
The claw.
It's very weird because it says... Red Rocket's Pizza Port will transform into Alien Pizza Planet - A Better Place, which isn't directly, like, I feel like people don't, like, connect that to Toy Story, but the aliens say, like, he is going to a better place, you know, when the claw's taking them away. Mm-hmm. That's why it's called A Better Place, but it's very weird that they're calling
it
that.
Wait, what's called A Better Place?
It's called Alien Pizza Planet - A Better Place. That's what the restaurant is called.
Oh, wait. That's the full name of the restaurant? Yes. I was like, what are you talking
that's
about?
That's a really long sign. Where are they going to...
Yeah. Sign. This concept art looks almost CG, though. I don't know.
That's not...
I'm just kidding.
If my phone doesn't cause too much frequency, just today, too soon after I sent the like lineup for today, it's in the Disneyland app, and you can see the new menu. There's terrible... concept art in the app. It's like almost hilarious.
Oh no.
So like you go over to the okay.
Yeah, what is that noise?
I don't know, that's not me.
Oh, it's
look
an
at this art.
That's no. The sign?
It's not real. That's definitely Photoshop.
Yeah.
Oh, well then that's just
can
a
you
placeholder.
Zoom in?
That's
just I was about to say hold it up to your face. Hold on. Hold it. There it is. So they can kind of see it.
It's bad. Let me see some of the menu options. View menu.
I really like the pizza there now. Why are you changing the pizza?
Green miso pesto pasta, the chicken fusilli remains.
Because we need content to make more videos.
Cheeseburger
about food.
Pizza. Oh. Cheeseburger pizza. Venus vegetarian pizza.
Oh, I like cheeseburger
cheese,
pizza.
Cheese, pepperoni.
Granville has that.
Edamame, I like cheeseburgers.
Noodle salad.
And I like pizza. Therefore, I like cheeseburger pizza.
I'm telling there's great cheeseburger pizza at Granville.
Next
Studio
time
City.
I go.
Blackberry
I'm
lime parfait. The rest of it seems about the same. Cool.
Do they gonna have that pasta still? Because that was what I liked.
Yeah,
Space Getty.
Marzanera.
Space Getty.
Kids. Space Getty. So that's starting April 13th through September 3rd for Pixar Fest. But if it does well, I would bank on it lasting forever, just as Red Rose Tavern has. So
I still gotta try this. The gray stuff. I hear it's delicious.
It's not bad.
It's basically just frosting.
Honestly, this is it's weird that they're making this change now when it was so clearly obvious.
Well, it's because Pixar Fest is happening.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, it's like, why didn't they just do this like many, many years ago?
Because it would have been like the only pick. Oh, no, and there's a Space Ranger.
Buzz.
Lasers.
Lasers. Pew, pew, pew. It's okay. We're getting pieces. It's like a whole Pixar overall.
Oh, my God. I want to know all about these floats.
Anyway, there's a new parade at Tokyo Disneyland, and it looks incredible. It's for the 35th, and what's crazy is, well, first of all, there's these princesses that look like they're stained glass. And then, what's the next picture? Okay, people are kind of mad about this because Hero has a face covering, you know?
Oh, it's not a person's face?
No, it's not a person.
I can't really see it from here.
So people are like, oh, they couldn't get like an actual actor to play Hero like in Tokyo. They couldn't find an Asian person in Tokyo. But I would like to remind everybody that when they had Hero and Baymax meet and greets, nobody liked Hero.
That's true.
Nobody cared.
They're like, why is that 30-year-old Hero there?
Yeah. So the parade is called Dreaming Up. Anyway, so who knows why they chose to have a faced.
Wait, they used to not?
When Hero and Baymax used to meet or still meet in Epcot, I think Baymax meets alone in Epcot now. But when he first came to Disneyland, it was Hero and Baymax because like Hero kind of acted as Baymax's handler.
Yeah.
And no one like cared about him. Everyone just wanted Baymax.
Because it just looks like a dude in a hoodie because Hero doesn't dress special.
Right. If he had been in this, it would have been cooler. He was in his like regular people clothes.
Is it this guy?
Yeah.
Oh no, that is weird. This is just like no.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's not okay.
Yeah, but if Hero wore this during the meetup, then it would have made sense because Baymax wasn't wearing the armor.
True.
So.
I
mean, I get it, especially like on a parade. Like, that's going to be so much more clear.
True.
Looks like his older brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no way you can get.
People are pointing out in the chat that in Tokyo, the fairy godmother also has a masked face.
A creepy masked face, by the way.
This is the coolest thing. Mary Poppins, Peter, and Wendy are flying in the parade.
Oh.
Everybody can fly. We get it.
Like, Tink, you anymore. We all can fly.
Actually, I was watching the video of them flying because people have already uploaded
it.
It's so cool. They do a coordinated, choreographed aerial acrobatic flight dance, and it is so cool. The actor who does Peter Pan has incredible strength.
I just love how like they're very poised. Wendy does the cute little feet thing.
He like moves, like teaches her how to fly.
Yeah.
But it's all smooth and it looks like a dance.
I can't wait to see it in person.
30.
Yeah, we're gonna see it in 2 weeks.
I find this video of them actually flying? Because I want to see it.
It's just been all over Twitter for me, but you could probably watch it on YouTube. I should have maybe included a link, but I don't want to spoil myself too bad, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think seeing it in person is just going to be so.
Why does Tokyo Disney get all the nice things? The answer is because it's a licensed out Disney park. Disney doesn't actually run it. They license it to a separate company. That's why they have all the different merch.
But how do they get the approvals? They can't just do whatever they want.
They get to do a lot of crazier things.
Well, Disney still has to approve it.
Right, but they go for wilder concepts.
Right, so they are submitting wilder concepts.
Right.
And when the things that get approved are, that makes sense.
Oh, wow. They can this is fancy.
Yeah.
Oh, that looks awesome.
That float is really beautiful. I wonder how hot it is under that glass.
Well, it's plastic, but.
That doesn't really help, really.
I mean, maybe they have air conditioning.
Maybe.
Or something. Oh, look at the scary fairy.
God, those scary fairies.
Those are really frightening.
Anyway, we got some surprise Mulan casting to talk about, too.
Surprise! Mulan casting.
What's his name? Donnie Yen?
Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen got announced for live-action Mulan. We do not yet know what part he's playing, but we are theorizing before the show. Who is he going to play? Is it going to be Mulan's dad? Is it going to be the Emperor of China? Is it going to be Shang's dad?
That's where my money is.
Is it going to be one of the guys in the camp?
My money is Shang's dad.
Shang's dad.
Because he's too old to play one of her contemporaries. There's no way you're joining the army at Donnie Yen's age. So and he's a martial artist, so we need him to be doing something action oriented.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes sense that he would be the general of the army.
Yeah.
And Shang will be the captain, and that'll be awesome. I'm excited. I like Donnie Yen. I've been a fan of Donnie Yen's since Iron Monkey. That was the first movie, and I actually saw that in the theaters. Believe it or not. You might know him as what's the character's name in Rogue One? Was it?
Oh, I was about to say IP Man.
Oh, Ip Man. Ip Man. Yeah. That was the big breakthrough role here in the States. But he's been in a billion movies. I mean, he's the Tom Cruise of China. You know, he's extremely famous in China.
Disney Film Facts confirms he's playing Commander Tung. It doesn't sound like it's necessarily Shang's dad. But it does sound
How
like
do
the
you
same.
Know this?
He knows everything,
Disney
dude.
Film facts.
I know, but dude.
Killing
only one. A mentor and teacher to Mulan.
This, oh. And his name was Chirrut.
Yeah, Chirrut.
Is
yeah.
Mushu going to be in this?
Right? Chirrut Imwe.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. I remembered Imwe.
Do we know if Mushu's going to be in this movie?
I mean, he better be.
Yeah, I don't think they can do it without Mushu.
Yeah, you got to have Mushu. He's like the symbol of Mulan. Literally, he's like in the logo. So
I want Eddie Murphy to come back and do it.
Honestly, yeah, I kind of do too. But how does Eddie Murphy act now? You know he's a reggae singer now.
No.
Yeah, and he performs with Snoop Lion. And he's
no.
And he's damn good.
No.
He is an amazing. Oh. Yeah, Eddie Murphy's always been a good singer. People don't know that, but
well,
like,
have you seen Dreamgirls? He's great.
He's a talented guy. But I wonder if he's back, because I know that once his daughter grew up significantly, he decided to go back to starting he like was only making family comedies because of his daughter, and everybody was like, okay, Eddie Murphy's lost it. By the way, the mother of his daughter is. Scary Spice? Yeah.
Well, that's one of his kids. He is
one of. But yeah.
Why did you like point at me?
Because I was hoping you would jump in, and she did. So she's cooler. But yeah, no. Hopefully,
the blonde slows you down.
Hopefully he comes. He comes. Yeah. I don't think he would. It wouldn't make sense. Like if you're gonna recast.
No, he's not. He's not.
But then who is our current?
But NSYNC should come back and sing
Alan Tudyk.
Alan Tudyk as no, I think
no,
Alan Tudyk should
be
Khan.
Little brother.
The horse.
The horse.
Oh, I was like,
he's just making sounds like kind of like he did with the rooster. What's his name? Hey, hey.
Alan Tudyk is Cricky.
Okay. As Cricky?
Yeah, probably. Or the grandma.
Yeah, Alan Tudyk is the grandma. Oh my
God. Alan Tudyk is everything.
Well, that's it.
That's it. That's all. Oh well, do I have to read this?
Good question. Does he have to read this?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. I want Mulan already.
I do too.
It's so far away.
Do you know what I've always dreamed about is a Mulan on Broadway, because they could do like really cool like martial arts mixed with dance. Mm-hmm. And I wish they would bring Mulan to Broadway, or Hercules to Broadway would be another really cool one, because the songs are so great in Hercules and that could be a really cool aesthetic. But I don't know if they're ever going to do that for me.
I mean, someone just said, keep it all authentic. Eddie Murphy is definitely not Chinese. Hey, dragons are real.
Will Smith is not
Will Smith
Middle Eastern.
As Mushu.
Yeah. No, I meant like the
as
genie.
The genie.
You know?
Yeah.
People are pissed about that. Though.
Who would you cast as Mushu? Guys in the chat, let us know. I want to read your ideas.
Well, and it's probably nobody that's in Lion King.
Fran Drescher as Mushu.
Khan is a girl, guys.
I had the
Khan is a boy's name.
I had the Khan pony Barbie doll thing.
Oh really?
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And it was cool because if you sat Mulan on it and you walked it forward, you put her feet in the stirrups and she would like go back and forth,
oh,
like realistic, like not really.
Yeah, I kind of think it's cool.
Can you believe, like, we're already almost, like, kind of, we're not even almost, but we're a third through 2018, and in 2019 we get Aladdin and Lion King.
Oh my God!
So it's so like crazy. A year away.
Ken Jeong as Mushu. Look, I
what
think
about Jackie
I think
Chan
I actually
Mushu?
Think Ken Jeong should. No, not as Mushu. I think Jackie Chan would be awesome to have. He should be her dad.
Oh my gosh,
Jackie Chan. Have you seen The Foreigner? He plays an old man dad who's like weathered away. Amazing job. Anyway, Ken Jeong would be so funny as like the guy who's Shang's the guy
the vizier or like the royal vizier?
The accountant guy, whatever his name is. Ken Jeong should be that guy. That would be perfect role for him.
Oh my God!
Andy Serkis as Mushu. No, I was thinking Andy Serkis as what was the other movie we were just talking about earlier?
Lion King.
No, the other.
Sword and Stone.
Yeah. Sword and Stone. He could be like Archimedes or something.
He
like
actually
that.
Would be a good Merlin.
He would be a good.
He
Merlin.
Would be a good Merlin.
Yeah, he would be a good Merlin.
And let him be himself.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
George Takei, not his Mushu. You need like. You need like an outrageous character, like
oh my.
Range. Yeah, that's his range. Like, it's like Mulan. I don't know if you should be doing that. Oh my,
Mulan. Are you a girl or a guy?
Dishonor on your cow.
We just want George the guy to be one of like the goofy sidekick guys.
Yeah,
just,
he's
oh my.
Yeah, no, he'd be great. Like he could be the emperor of China, but he's not Chinese, so let's not do that.
Wow. What about the guy? Oh no, that's I'm thinking of Tokyo Drift. I'm thinking of that actor. He's great.
He's cool. Yeah,
he's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. You jumped in a little too quick up there, dude. Is that your favorite movie?
He's like, I love the Fast and the Furious franchise.
We just exposed you.
I just want to know who's going to play Li Shang. Honestly, he's like one of the hottest like Disney love interests ever.
What's his actor's name?
Who it is?
You know who would be cool? Ludi Lin would be.
Ludi Lin.
Yeah, he was the Black Ranger in the new Power Rangers movie. I'm in love with him. Ludi Lin is a freaking stud boy. Ludi Lin is in my top three hot dudes right now.
Oh,
not even playing.
God.
I know, right? Everybody look
like
up Ludi Lin.
He's it. That's it. If you don't cast him,
yeah.
Because then look, then the Pink Power Rangers.
Also, legit, like, you know, he's in insane shape, and he was a Power Ranger, so you know he's got some martial arts in there.
Well, and they already made one of the Power Rangers Jasmine, so.
I know, right?
Look, that's, can you believe Louis that's
Tan?
Jasmine right here?
I know, that kind of upsets me a little bit. Who's Louis Tan? Let me see. Louis Tan.
Ludi Lin.
I don't know who Louis Tan
okay,
is.
Guys.
Oh, Louis Tan. Yeah, he could work. He could work. He's a little too villainous, though.
Anyway, leave your fan casting suggestions in the comments of this episode and give it a thumbs up because we are out of time. Thank you guys.
We're not done with this, by the way.
Thank you guys.
Tweet at us.
So much.
That's right. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Sorry. Close the show and then we'll do the thing.
Off center.
Thank you guys so much for watching Disney News Weekly. I hope you enjoyed all the special news we put together.
Yeah, it was a good news week.
Follow Popcorn Talk on Twitter at The Popcorn Talk and on YouTube at Popcorn Talk Network. And I am Sarah Sterling. Find me on Twitter at @SarahSterling_ and on Instagram at Sarah G. Sterling.
Nice. You can follow me on Instagram at Mr. Leo Zombie or on Twitter at Leo Zombie, where I would really like you guys to tweet at me your fan castings for Mulan. That would be lit.
Or Sword in the Stone.
Or Sword in the Stone. Both.
All
both,
of
both,
them.
Both,
all
both,
of
both,
them. Both. And bonus points if you do like some like cool Photoshopped movie poster. And I'm Keaton Markey, and you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. It's so good to be back.
It is good to be back. See you guys in like 3 weeks because I'm leaving now. I won't be on the show for a couple weeks.
We'll be here next week.
Yeah, but they'll be here. Love you guys.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network. We would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.